हेलो।
हेलो, गुड मॉर्निंग. स्पीकिंग टू
हाँ,
रिमोल्ड कोतेरी.
यस।
हाय रिमोल्ड, दिस इज दिव्या फ्रॉम बीआईएस रिसर्च. राइट टाइम टू टॉक.
यस,
थैंक यू.
यू आर फ्रॉम
आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम बीआईएस रिसर्च, एंड इन द पास्ट वी हैव असिस्टेड योर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन विद वन ऑफ आवर मार्केट इंटेलिजेंस रिपोर्ट ऑन ऑर्गन ट्रांसप्लांट. So, since DiaSorin is one of our key players in this market, so yesterday only we have published the updated version of organ transplant diagnostic market. Having said this, I wanted to reach out to you to see if you are interested in reviewing the scope of the updated version. If yes, I can share more details and the available offer.
Who did you share that with in the past? Because we've got no solution for organ transplant. So it's a bit of a surprise for me to hear that we could be interesting on an update.
In the past, we have assisted, I mean, I cannot share the name, but definitely Luminex Corporation, which now is a part of DiaSorin.
Correct. But Luminex still have two branches. One is life science, second is IVD, and it was probably purchased in the past from the US entity, not me.
IVD.
So better to reach out Luminex entity in the US. Because in IVD, we've got no organ transplant analysis. So, in other words, I'm not interested in myself because I've got no solution on that.
Okay, no worries. Thanks for the update. May I know if there are other focus areas, since DiaSorin has a huge portfolio including infectious disease, GI market, metabolic disorders and molecular diagnostic space. So are there any topics that you are currently navigating since we have
yes,
insights?
Yes, all those.
Sorry?
But honestly, I'm very disappointed by such reports, which are usually high level, not giving market shares, real market shares from competitions, no volumes, no price.
Can I
so
just, yeah, actually in our reports we actually cover these parameters. We do cover market by volume, we do cover market by different test types. And yeah, I mean, I would be happy to get you on a quick call with my research team, because the apprehensions that you are showing is actually something that we cover in our reports.
Okay. Do you have samples? Free samples?
Yes, definitely we have samples. I can share it. I mean, a topic that you are currently interested in, I can share more details about it.
Could be infectious disease, GI, and molecular.
I'm sorry?
It could be GI, infectious
okay.
disease, molecular.
Okay. What I'll do is, I have a fully published report on infectious disease diagnostics market. I'll share the sample of that. Along with that, I would really suggest you that, because just one sample will not be able to justify what in-depth research we do. So I will also appreciate if you are interested in getting on a quick call, because in that case we can show you the real-time data that we have covered, and at the same time we can gather your requirements too and your apprehensions with my research team.
Yes, but I'm not intending to do any research. I mean, when there is a research to be done, I'm usually doing myself. So I want to understand what I can get in your report that could help me, which I'm not convinced. But if the sample shows that maybe there are a few things that could be interesting to me, I would come back to you, because otherwise we are going to lose time together.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, By saying the research team, I was trying to say that the author of the report that would actually give you the in-depth what all things are covered, because in just one syndicated report, not all the information is being covered. So we have data in backend as well that we customize as per our client. So for now, I'll share the sample with you for infectious diseases, and you just go through it, and yeah, we can then get on a quick meeting with my analyst team.
Okay, and for GI?
Yeah, I'll share. For infectious disease, okay. And GI, and what was the third topic?
Molecular.
So in the molecular section, I can share you the report on molecular diagnostics market. Would that work?
Yes.
Okay. So this won't be an updated report, so please don't judge us by that. But you can just go through the contents, and we are coming up with the updates of all these topics. So yeah.
But for the molecular, if you are saying it's not updated, what you are selling afterward is the updated version?
Definitely. Once you find interest in any of the topic, we'll share the updated version with you.
But it's post-COVID, or which time frame is it?
Not more than 15 days, depending upon how quick you
need. No, sorry. I mean the market assessment.
Yeah, not more than 20 days. I mean, the team is actually working alongside on these topics, and the kind of response
And the sample you're going to share, I mean, what is the period for molecular?
So, sample, I can show you right after the call, but that sample would be for the previous version of molecular diagnostics report.
Which covers which period?
I'm sorry?
Which cover which time frame?
Which time frame? Okay, 1 minute. Would you be interested in... So we have a report on molecular oncology diagnostics, and the publishing year was 2022. And for the molecular diagnostics only, the publishing year was 2021. So these are all in line of publishing soon.
That's very old because it's just after or during pandemic.
I see. So 1 minute. So we have a report on emerging infectious disease diagnostics, and the publishing year is 2023. Can I share the sample for this?
Yeah, I will have a look. Yes.
Perfect. So, just to highlight you, these all reports and these all topics are under our records. So we are publishing them with the updated insights, although they are currently not yet published. So I'll share the most recent one with you, and yes, and after that we can get on a quick call.
Okay.
So can I have your email address if you could confirm me once?
It's my name, Romuald.
Okay.
Dot Courtade.
Mm-hmm.
At diasorin.com.
Okay, Ramal. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll share the details. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.